This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the social media industry's relationship to extremism. YouTube is planning to make some of its videos harder to find. These are ones that don't outright violate its policies on extremism and terrorism, but do contain inflammatory religious content. The video service owned by Google Alphabet will also no longer allow comments, endorsements, or attach ads to videos in that category. Last month, Facebook announced something similar. Sally Herships reports on companies that are trying to find the line between allowing free speech but not trafficking in propaganda from brutal terrorist organizations like ISIS.
Social media companies have a big problem on their hands. So YouTube says it's increasing redirection. When potential ISIS recruits search for problematic content, they'll be redirected to anti-terrorism videos, like those by British-Pakistani comedian Hamza Arshad. A video he posted last month explains Ramadan to non-Muslims.
Now let me tell you something about Ramadan, yeah? Some people find Ramadan so easy.
Twitter says it suspended almost 400,000 accounts related to terrorism in the second half of last year. And Facebook has started using artificial intelligence to recognize known terrorist photos, videos, and language. All these efforts may be working, but they're also causing another problem, pushing ISIS into darker corners of the web to encrypted messaging apps like Telegram and WhatsApp.
I mean, genuinely, the FBI, the CIA, they can't access that.
Alexander Meleagru Hitchens is with George Washington University's program on extremism. He says the watershed moment came after the deadly San Bernardino shootings a couple years ago. The FBI fought Apple for access to the phone of one of the attackers and lost. Instead, the FBI hired a hacker to break into the phone. But ISIS and other terrorist groups are savvy in their messaging.
The thing with jihadist speech and ideology is so much of it is not immediately problematic.
Like the preaching of Anwar al-Awlaki, an al-Qaeda recruiter killed by a drone in 2011. In his videos, he preaches about why you should never trust a non-Muslim and tells stories about Muslims fighting back, but he never explicitly incites violence.
That's not immediately illegal. I mean, that's not breaking the law, really. He'll just say that's his preaching.
The kind of content YouTube says it will increasingly bury. Still, that's old content. In addition to making jihadi versions of video games and publishing memes, ISIS is ramping up its recruiting, fishing for millennials where they already are. Suvajit Bandopadhyay studies terrorism and social media at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand.
If I provide some holy book to some millennial today, he will not look at it.
But millennials do look at screens, and ISIS knows it. Bandopadhyay says al-Qaeda was the terrorist organization of his mom and dad's generation.
But ISIS is the terrorist organization of today's generation.
Figuring out where the line is between preaching and inciting violence or terrorism is a challenge. And both YouTube and Facebook say artificial intelligence can't catch everything. So both plan to use more manpower to help flag and review content. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.